Hello, Glenridge family. This is Kwabena Awuwa delivering our devotion for today. And in this message, I'm drawing some inspiration from some personal challenges that I've faced recently in the last 2 weeks or so. And I thought, let me just read the passage of scripture that has actually given me some strength and helped me to persevere recently. I'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 5. From verse 6, and I'll end probably at about verse 11. So it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." So the reason I'm reading this scripture, as I said, there's some challenges that I've been facing. I've been quite challenged in my fatherhood role and in my role as a husband in my family, I'll say in a mental way, in the last week or so, in the fact that I have been facing challenges, let's say, with my son in terms of just disciplining him, and as well as our relationship between the two of us, as well as this in a similar way with my wife at home. Recent struggles and so forth have put us in a bit of a spotlight, but at the same time we both endured and came together, reconciled with certain issues during the week. And so it just did remind me, or this passage of scripture did remind me, that the devil is prowling, looking at us, looking for weaknesses in us to capitalize on those weaknesses. And so if it wasn't for the fact that we are walking in community, there are certain areas where I would have had weakness or fallen to sin. But God in his grace has been able to deliver me from some of those struggles recently. And I am walking in faith, knowing that God is protecting us daily. God is redeeming our relationships, with our children, with our siblings, with our parents, with our spouses. And I do believe that if that is you right now, whether there is issues with your spouse, whether there's issues with your children or with your parents, that God can redeem those relationships, that you just need to stand firm, resist the devil, and stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood. In my marriage, I do have two people that in the church that I speak to regarding my marriage. And I also have a few other brothers in the faith outside of Glenridge, whom I've had long relationships with, that I also share marital, whether it's advice or just our experiences together. And that does help in terms of the challenges that we do face. And it's the same in that with my parenthood journey, I'm doing the same thing, sharing with our home group and sharing with other parents who have walked a little bit further than me. So just to give you encouragement, and also just to spur you on, whether it be in the area of your marriage or your parenting journey or other relationships, God is there with you in your walk, and you have other brothers and sisters who are having similar walks with you that can help you and redeem those relationships. So thank you for listening. Have a great day. God bless you all.